I was honestly saying to myself, let me go in here, do this. I know they're going to tell me no, I probably can't afford it.
With some help from our followers, we put a list of questions together about everything dental implants, and we invited real Nuvia patients to answer them based on their own experiences. This is the Nuvia Podcast, Series 1, Episode 1.
Hey friends, it's Ricky and Sharana here, and today we're going to answer some questions about dental implants and our journey to help you with your journey.
Hi guys, and I'm Sharana, also a Nuvia patient, and ready to start these questions and give you a little bit inside of our stories.
Hey Sharana, what was the root cause of your oral health declining, and when do you think it all started?
My journey, I would have to say it started in my adulthood. Growing up, my parents really didn't take us to the dentist, and kind of low income, so I really didn't take my, I did my daily brushing, but I don't recall just like going to the dentist. So as I got older, I began to notice in front of my teeth were starting to decay, and then it started going to a process where I was having a lot of toothaches. And then just during that journey of getting older, it just started, when I would eat something, I could feel them like breaking when I would eat food. And that kind of started where it started all declining. Yeah. How about yourself?
Well, I'd have to say kind of the same lines. I was adopted and my parents were born in their 20s and they didn't have any teeth at all. They probably didn't get dentures until the late 80s, early 90s. And of course, they were horrible. They didn't fit well, so they never wore them. So since they didn't put a lot of stock in their own dental hygiene, they didn't put a lot of stock in us following through with ours. So as time went on, it just kind of, you think they're going to be there forever, but, you quickly find out that they're not. And just like you said, when you're eating food, they'll fall out or they'll break. And you think it's a pecan and the butter pecan ice cream, and really it's your freaking teeth that you're chewing on. So, that never works out well.
Not at all.
So day to day, as I was growing up, and especially as I got older, into my late 20s and 30s, it was difficult because with your teeth and you're talking to people or you meet people, sometimes in there you're in the dating scene and stuff, and it makes it very hard whenever your teeth aren't up to par. So you're kind of embarrassed. You don't really know what to do. You know, if I liked the dentist, I wouldn't have been in that situation. So it was one of those things where I just had to always either, you didn't smile, you always, had your mouth closed when you smiled, and people always think you're mad all the time and upset about stuff when really you weren't upset or mad at all. So I don't know how it was for you, but.
Yeah, I can definitely relate. I can even think just listening to you, I didn't know how bad my teeth were really affecting me and how it was taking me into a depression, that I would shy away from speaking in public or just even thinking about it, job opportunities, stuff I knew I really wanted to do, or like training, working with people. I shied away from it because just hiding behind my teeth, and I didn't want anyone to see them. Or even when I laugh, I would laugh. I had trained myself to laugh like this. So yeah, that
or
was
pretty much.
Or talk
to people like this.
Exactly.
I didn't really, on my end, it wasn't until a little bit later where, you'd lose all these, but your front ones were still okay. So you'd know how much you could smile.
Exactly.
How much your mouth could open and stuff.
Yes.
And now I've got to control myself with the Nuvia smile. I've got to control to make sure I still don't open it real wide, because it's just like your cheeks hurt so bad from smiling.
I don't know. I love it. I'm here now. I'm like, ching. But I love it. Going through what I've been through, it's a humbling experience, so I wouldn't change this decision for the world.
My biggest part was the eating part, I think. I didn't have a problem eating. I ate whatever I wanted, but I would be at banquets and stuff, and like I told you earlier, I'd be eating steak, and it's not that I couldn't eat the steak, but depending on how it was cooked, yep, I couldn't chew it enough to make sure that I swallowed it without exactly somebody doing the Heimlich maneuver on me. And nobody wants that. So I said, I need to do something. And so here we are.
Absolutely. Cool. When did you decide it was time to take control of the situation? What was your rock bottom on your turning point? I had actually gotten into a point in my life, I said, this is my season. I'm going to step out on faith, and I'm just going to see. I was just laying in bed, maybe like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm just flipping through my phone, and I came across Anuvia, looking at an infomercial on the phone, and I'm like, I'm just going to fill out the consultation and just see. Now, mind you, I've known for years that I needed to do something about my teeth, but I've never researched anything because I've, in the back of my mind, I was like, I can't afford it. But that night, I filled out the consultation. They called me the next day. I was like, oh my God, I've gotten into this now. I just got to stick it out. So I remember the party's name. I think his name was Tristan. So Tristan called me and was like, hi, Sharona, I seen you filled out the consultation, and I'd love to talk to you and give you more information. And from there, I was like, I'm a procrastinator. But once I did that, I was like, there's no turning back. I have to do it now. So he was like, when can we set you up an appointment? And I was like, okay, I need to go ahead and do it, because me in my mind, I'm a procrastinator. So if I push this off, I'm not going to do it. So I set it up maybe like that next Friday. I was in. And that's how my journey started. And I knew it was that time and it was that moment.
Right. That's so awesome.
How about you?
Well, I lived down in College Station when my wife was in vet school. And I, one Sunday, I was eating something. And one of these teeth right here broke in half. And I had a pair of pliers and a screwdriver in my mouth. It was the worst pain. And I've had some pretty crazy pain before. It was the worst pain I ever felt. And I couldn't get to stop. And I had a screwdriver and a pair of pliers, and I'm trying to bust this thing out of my mouth and pull it myself. And it's Sunday, so nobody's open. She finally, and I'm laying on the couch just not doing real well. And she called a dentist, and he was going to come up there. He met us, and he had shorts on and a T-shirt, and he just came from somewhere, and he took me in there, stuck some neat shots in my mouth, and pulled that tooth out, and
wow,
the pain stopped. And of course, you know, once the pain stops, I was like, ah, I'm good, you know, who cares? Yeah. And as time kept going on, the rest of them just, because once you lose one, yeah, it, everything else just starts going to heck. So
you're right about that.
They just started breaking and things like that. And I've never had the screwdriver and pliers in my mouth again. But whenever I decided that it was finally time, because I'd been to probably 7 different places.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I went to regular dental people, a few of them. And I went to some other places that said that they were, you know, cost effective, things like that. And a lot of time, and I couldn't because I was still doing okay.
Right.
I hadn't hit that point where I was like, it's time. You know, all the prices were pretty much close to the same.
And yep,
it, but the way they did stuff, I was just like, okay, this isn't going to be fun. Cause I had all those fears that I made up in my head.
Yep.
And one day I said, you know what? I need to do this. And I was fixing to sign the paperwork at this place that I'd been to 3 times. And I said, so what am I going to leave here with when y'all pull all my teeth? And they said, they brought this denture out. She took the scalpel, cut the top of it out right there.
Whoa.
And she goes, we're going to drill holes where the screws are going to go, and you're going to leave with this. And I'd seen the Nuvia commercial on the way to this place. And while I was waiting and I was watching the videos, and I was like, wow, this place looks pretty pretty legit.
Wait, so you're at one place watching a video for Nuvia?
So Because I wanted to make sure that I was going to make the right decision. I'd already been to this place 3 times. And they drew me up the contract, and I'm fixing to sign it, and it's raining outside, and she brings that thing out, and she scalpels it out, and she says, this is what we're going to put in your mouth. And I said,
interesting.
And in my brain, I said, what's the difference between that and what Nuvia does with the teeth in 24 hours? So I said, you know what? I'm going to wait on this. Let me show it to my wife, and then I'll come back. And I'd already procrastinated for several years with these people. And I called Nuvia. I said, when can I get an appointment? And they said, if you can be here by noon. And I got there, and I found out the difference between them putting that scalpeled up denture in my mouth and what Nuvia actually does and what they're going to put in my mouth. And it was totally,
totally different.
Totally different. Like, I was shocked. Right then I made the decision, and they were going to make sure I was asleep. All the other places wanted me to be awake.
No.
That was my deal. I was like, I already don't like the dentist.
Exactly.
I don't want to be awake for this, so because I'm going to be helping you. And if I'm going to be awake, I might as well get the pliers and the screwdriver and do all the rest of them myself. But that was what made me go to Nuvia, and what made me decide was, I said, hey, this is it right now. And I didn't sign the papers. I went there, and they were super legit. So,
best decision.
What did you expect at the scheduling of your consult with Nuvia?
Well, actually, I went in with a lot of emotions. I was honestly saying to myself, let me go in here, do this. I know they're going to tell me no. I probably can't afford it. So I was walking in, and when I walked in and walked into the building, and before I could even say anything, they was like, hi, Miss Gray. And I was like, they know me? And from there, I was like, hello. And something from there just came over me like a sense of peace. Like I knew I was supposed to be there on that day at that time. So when I got in and I waited, they was like really nice staff. Can I get you something to drink? And show me where the ladies' rooms were, just making me feel real comfortable. And I wasn't embarrassed about my teeth. It's like nobody was looking at my teeth. They were more concerned that I was okay and making me feel comfortable. I was like, okay, smooth. I was like, yeah, what's the gimmick here? I'm steady sitting there waiting on myself, you know, to go to the back. I'm like, I know it's gonna be a no, so. Let me go ahead and go to the back and get out of here. So that's pretty much how my journey started, and my consultation and all the staff, the doctors, everyone just made me feel at home, like family.
Like family.
Absolutely. What was your experience?
Like I told you before, I called them and I drove over there from where I was at. I walk in, it was a newer place. It was in the same little center thing that my sister's been doing orthodontics for 26 years. And she has beautiful teeth. And of course, I never had real pretty teeth. So I go in there, and there wasn't a lot of pictures on the wall. So my expectations, I was going, why are there no pictures on the wall? Why does the place look like they just rented this and I'm coming in here? And I was like, so I was a little nervous. You're already nervous as it is.
Absolutely.
But I was like, have they not been in business very long? Did they just, you know, open the doors and throw their name on the thing? And so I asked, I said, I want to know why y'all don't have any pictures on the wall, because I want to feel like I'm somewhere established.
Stay tuned for episode 2 to hear what happens next in Ricky and Sharana's journey.